Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. The first leg of the back-to-back weeks for the Bassmaster Elites in Florida is in the books, and for the second event in a row, a rookie takes the title. This time it's John Garrett, and he's coming up in the Rapala winner's circle. Then, if he's not the greatest, he's top three. Rick Klun is fishing his 500th bass event this week, and he's on the show as well. Plus, Mike Iaconelli had a 14th place finish at the Harris Chain, and he has thoughts on Klun's 500th as well. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com. And start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate Rod and Reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winners Circle. And it did not take John Garrett long in his third event as an Elite Series pro to get a victory, holding off JT Tompkins. These are the two guys that were the top two guys last year in the Opens EQ to get here. Tompkins finishing on top with Garrett second, and now they flip-flop here, and John Garrett gets the victory and joins us in the Rapala Winner's Circle here. John, welcome to the show. Congratulations, man. What a week.
Man, I appreciate it. I mean, it was everything I dreamed about. I could not have wrote it up any better.
Yeah. For sure. You and I fished together in an open at Cherokee Lake a couple of years ago, and I remember telling everybody who would listen, this kid's going to make it. I had such confidence that you would make it. Took a couple more years after that. Great year on the opens last year. But now that you're with the big boys on the elites, I mean, you know, this has been amazing. Two of the first three tournaments won by rookies. This is, you know, last year was a great rookie class, and we're seeing it again this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're starting to see is just kind of a testament to the Bassmaster Opens. Mm-hmm. And you're starting to see that that trail has some of the highest caliber anglers in any trail in the country, really. It's just that Bassmaster Open schedule, it's a grueling schedule, and if you could get some guys that come out on top and qualify, they're a dang good angler for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. 84 pounds, 5 ounces. A lot of people didn't think that it would get to that level. You know, the grass isn't quite the same there at the Harris Chain. But you found that little sweet spot in Carlton, and look, it's not a secret. I mean, I fished that spot. Yep. Others have fished that spot. Some would call that a community hole there at the Harris Chain. But it was amazing that you kind of pretty much had it to yourself throughout the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that place has gotten some pressure, but the thing about that place is, as we all know, it has really big bass that live on that place, and really big bass that get pressure are really smart. they're very smart. So I think in practice, a lot of people would stop, they'd fish it for 10, 15, 20 minutes, and they would move on and not get bit. I got fortunate enough to where when I stopped in practice, I got a good bite, and I had such a terrible rest of my practice that I was like, okay, let me just go risk it. Let's go there and try to catch a big bag. And I was able to start on a place each morning, catch a quick limit that just calmed me down and allowed me to get on that place and fish on it for 5 to 6 hours. And the majority of my day, I was not catching fish. Like, I would fish for 2 hours and then fire the school up and boom, boom, and catch two or three fish. Yeah. And then 2 hours later, fire them up, boom, boom, catch two or three fish. So it was not an easy deal by any means. But I feel like those big fish getting that much pressure, them being really smart, allowed that place to open up for me.
Yeah, that place has been like an ATM machine the last couple of years,
yeah,
for sure.
Yes, yep.
Day one, 24 pounds, 2 ounces. That was the Crush City monster bag of the event. And, so you lead this thing wire to wire. But unbeknownst to you, on Championship Monday, old JT Tompkins, you know, he closed that gap down to about a pound and a half. We knew it because we were watching it, and we saw it on Bass Track. But you don't know that, you know. And I wonder how that would have changed things. Like, if you knew he was closing in on you like that, whether or not you would have done anything different.
No, honestly not. I mean, I was sandbagging a little bit on my bag. You know, I had my fish were a little bigger than what I put in there. But no, I had by the time I made it to Carlton, I probably had 15 pounds. And I don't know of anything else I could have done to cold up from what I had. Because, like, I already had a decent bag. And that place in Carlton was the only place that I knew I could catch a big fish. So, I probably wouldn't have done anything different, Tom. I just, just had the gut feeling of what to do. And I went with that feeling. And so, it was meant to work out, and it did.
You were throwing that Strike King 5XD in there. Rattle, yep, or no rattle? Come on now, tell us. Silent or rattle? Which way did you go?
I rotated.
Okay.
I had two of the same color, olive shad. It's like one of my new favorite crankbait colors. And yeah, I did a pretty good rotation of that. When I would first see the school and they would first come through, then I almost always pick my rattle up originally, and just to see if there was one wanting to feed. Mm-hmm. And if there was one wanting to feed, he'd bite that rattle one. But majority of times they did not want to, and I picked a silent up and would burn through there just to try to get a reaction bite out of them.
John Garrett with us, coming off of his win at the Harris Chain. And as you listen to this, he's fishing the St. John's River. And I'm going to say he's made the cut. All right, I'm just going to say that right now. He's made the cut. He's fishing the weekend at the St. John's River. We'll see. He didn't have as much time as some of the other guys maybe in practice because, yeah, you know, he got over there late. And that check is heavy. You know what I mean? You get that big check. It's in the boat. It's in the truck. It's heavy. It took a little extra time to get over to the St. John's. But, you know, you also did damage with a white hair jig, which, you know, yep, that was fantastic to see. Were you yo-yoing that thing off the bottom, or were you dragging it?
No, I was yo-yoing it. I kind of committed to that spot, and the night before that tournament, I knew I needed to change, or after the second day, I knew I needed to change some things up because it was really hard for me to get bites, and I rigged up a whole arsenal of Tennessee River,
yeah,
ledge baits, and that was one of the baits I picked up and they liked. So I was yo-yoing it, so it was kind of a, you know, let it fall on top line, let it hit the bottom, three or four fast reel handle turns, pop it up, let it hit the bottom.
Yeah.
And so they would kind of trail it, and then when you would burn it, they get fast behind it, and you stopped it. They basically would run into it. So that's how I was triggering those bites on a hair jig.
You inspired me. I'm fishing a tournament on Gunnersville this weekend. Again, as the listeners are listening to this, I'm fishing out on Gunnersville. And after I saw that, I was like, ooh, I forgot about that. I got to rig up a hair jig. Yeah, man, I got to rig up a hair jig. And I did that. What I always have on the deck, though, is a Carolina rig, and that helped out as well. You dragged the ball and chain around a little bit, and so that was old school.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a Florida staple, as long as, you know, along with a shell bed staple. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of times that, you know, that Carolina rig, it's old school, and it gets bites sometimes when other baits don't.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Off to a good start to the season, and man, has it been everything that you thought? I mean, you just moved right from the Opens to the Elites after 3 years or so on the Opens. You were a great college angler as well at Bethel, and now with the Elites. Just has it been an eye-opening experience, or is it just, you know what, it's me, it's the water, it's the fish, and let's go?
It's a little bit of everything, I feel like. It's like this morning, I backed my boat in. Gerald Swindle was on one side of me. I saw John Cruz running down the lake. Like, mm-hmm. I'm fishing with the guys that I grew up watching when I was 10, 12 years old on TV. So, like, I'm literally, you know, learning from these guys, watching them fish, and competing at them at the same time. And, it's pretty special. It really is.
So you got three down, only 497 to go till you get to where our next guest, Rick Klund, is at. So, you know, that's no big deal. Another 50 years from now, you'll be fishing your 500 tournament.
if I could be in the shape Rick Klund is in 50 years, it'd be a big accomplishment, no doubt.
Congratulations to John Garrett getting the win, and this is a good kid, and he's going to be around for a long time for sure. John, I appreciate you, man, and go get him. We'll pull him for you the rest of the year.
I appreciate it. I always love being on, and I'll be on anytime.
Well, you're top three, always come on the show, so who knows? You might be on next week again. We'll see. John Garrett. Yep. Thanks, John. All right, we're going to break in here. When we come back, Rick Klund will join us. He's fishing his 500th tournament. That is just insane. He's next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Well, the story of the week, look, there's a tournament to be won. There's no doubt about it. But the story of the week is 500, and that's 500 Bassmaster tournaments for Rick Klun, the great Rick Klun, a four-time Bassmaster Classic champion and a former AOI champion. And, you know, later on, Mike Iaconelli will join us, and all Ike has to do is make every classic and fish every tournament for the next 20 years, and then he could get to 500. And that's one of the veteran guys out there. That's how absurd 500 tournaments are, and Rick Klun joins us now on the VMC Hook. Rick, welcome back to the show. 500, man. Did you ever think when you got started that, yeah, someday I'll fish 500 of these just with bass?
I really didn't translate it over into numbers or years and stuff. I just wanted to, I was doing something I loved to do. I knew that. More, and we say love to do all the time, but even in my first few years when I really was a failure by most of social standards, I lost a brand new house, I would, you know, and everything. The one thing that I realized was even during that down time, we're hitting rock bottom, you might say, it's strange. I realized I liked myself more than I ever had. I did, even in when everybody else in society would say you failed. So that's why it means a lot to me. And I never translated it over into, I was doing something that made me like who I was.
Yeah.
Being true to myself.
Yeah. So I always told my sons is that, find something you love to do and then figure out a way to get paid to do it. And that's, that's much better than a job. And certainly that's what you've done. Now, we heard those of us that were at the Bassmaster Classic, we heard you numerous times getting on stage, telling stories. You have been known to drop some incredible wisdom. I mean, that everybody, reflects back on your classic win and standing there with two future presidents and dropping some tremendous wisdom. But really, you've been a very private person your whole life, and you're doing more now, it seems like, than ever to teach people. You've got your video series that's out there. You're talking about your career, and you're talking about how to catch fish and so on. It seems to be a conscious effort that's been made by you to kind of open up more than ever.
It's been made by my wife.
So did you start making videos?
Yeah, she's the one that's forced me to the forefront, and in a good way. It's been good. I probably should have done it, sooner in my career, but she's really 80% of what's happened as far as social media and stuff this year has been because of her. And that's the name of the game nowadays is social media. Back in the early days, we didn't have this vehicle to explain who we were as a professional angler, and were we really worth anything to the industry. And even though social media has its dark side, but it also has given us a vehicle to add positive numbers to who we are and what we do and the benefits of it.
Yeah, no doubt. $2.6 million, almost $2.7 million in earnings. But make no mistake about this. In today's dollars, if you'd have calculated Rick Klun's winnings over the years, this is the all-time money winner. I mean, if you looked at today's dollars, this is a guy that won $8 or $9 million. Look at the dollars today, you'd win a classic and win $25,000. I mean, now it's $300,000. So, it's a different it's a different day and age for sure. And by the way, and still very competitive now. This week fishing to St. John's, where you had the two wins, age I think 69 and 72, something like that, where you set the record for the oldest winner and then broke that record as well. But look, you go back a week to the Harris Chain, you're top 20, man. I mean, it's not like you're out there going through the motions. You're top 20 at the Harris Chain, and so still competitive.
Yeah, and it's what I, it makes me feel, proud that I, you know, I know I still can compete. I know the dynamics of fishing has changed drastically in the last several years. But also, I know that gets that new dynamic, dynamics gives me an opportunity to win in a way that fits more who I am now. The new style of fishing fits my age better than my old style did.
Really?
By far. Oh, yeah. You know, back me and Kevin Van Dam's style was based on 2,000 casts a day and burning up water and moving constantly. And that takes a lot of energy. And that's 2,000 casts a day. A pitcher can only pitch 100 pitches in a game, and then he's got to rest for 3 days. We're making 2,000 a day.
Mm.
And so, but now, you know, with this new dynamics, so you know, my body's going, dang, Ricky, this is good. You know, you can sit up there. You only have to make 200. You can only have to make 200 casts. You sit there with that little spinning rod in your hands and just look down at your little TV. And when you see one, throw at him. But unfortunately, my mind won't let me do it yet. But I'm going to figure out a way to do it. That's one of my goals, is to win one doing that.
Yeah. Well, we got to ask you, because you are the guy, and, you know, you've seen it all. I mean, I've told the story many, many times in the 80s, fishing with my dad. You know, he looked over my shoulder and he's like, what's that thing that you're looking at up there? And it was a flasher, you know, and it would flash red. You know, if the bottom was hard, it was red. And if the bottom was weedy and grassy or soft, it would be green. And I told him, and he says, you're cheating. That's cheating. That ain't fishing. What are you doing? And I was looking at a flasher, you know, and of course now it's a whole different world. But you know, what's your take on the technology? Are we going too far? Is there a way to use it and limit it to a certain extent? What do you think?
No, we better not touch it. We better leave it alone and let it go. Yeah, there are extremes you might have to govern, just like on the Alabama rig when they went from 5 hooks to 15. Yeah, that's a little extreme. You need to govern the extremes, but don't govern anything but the extremes on this, because what you're actually governing, if you do, you're sentencing our sport to mediocrity.
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, next year Bass goes, hey, we're not going to allow that anymore. Well, now, so we go back to our 15 and 17 pound strings looking good, Rick Clun's strings looking good. But then there's these high school kids out there that's catching 25 a day. How in the world can I say I'm the best when the high school kids are weighing 10 pounds more a day than I am?
Yeah.
So we better just, you know, pull up our pants and learn how to use it, so we can say we're the best. I can do it both ways. I can do it the old way and I can do it the new way.
Yeah. Can it be governed to the point where maybe, you know, we don't have them hanging off all sides of the boat, you know, where you got one on the bow and you're using that, you know, forward facing sonar there, but not necessarily have them, you know, two on the back and one on the side and two on the front and all that stuff.
Right. No, I think, and you can see the effectiveness of them with just one or two on the boat.
Yeah.
And I think you can leave it at that and still not be cheating and censoring the knowledge that we're getting from it. Because I've learned more about bass behavior in the last 3 or 4 years watching these guys than I learned the rest of my 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
it showed us, you know, that we didn't really understand deep fish until now.
Yeah, as Greg Hackney said at one of the tournament weigh-ins earlier in the year, he said, "Well, I guess they're all out in the ocean now," and that's you know, that's how you feel. They're all out there in the deep water. It's just a matter of learning that technology. We're clung with us here. I know you never thought about 500 tournaments and the numbers and all of those things. Have you ever tried, by the way, Rick Clun twice won the U.S. Open as well, which is a big money deal out west back in, I think, 83 and 86. He won that thing, won the Redmond All-American in 85. We're talking about 500. Dude, you must have fished 700 tournaments. Have you ever tried to figure out, you know, other circuits and everything else?
I fished over 1,500.
1,500 tournaments. Wow, that's a lot of... That's a lot of tournament fishing. You're famous for, you know, age is just a number. You know, you're out there, you're competing, you're being competitive. Do you have a plan? I mean, do you look ahead? We see a young guy, and you know, Kevin Van Dam's younger, several years younger than me. We see a young guy like that retiring. Do you look ahead? Is there any number that you have in mind? Is it just you wake up and I'm going, and that's the end of it?
No, I don't. COVID kind of took any thoughts of that away, because whenever they for our first time in my career, they postponed all the tournaments for the first 6 months of the year. Mm-hmm. And I was just allowed to be staying home. Like I was just kind of semi-retired. And all of a sudden, what it taught me more than anything else was that if at my age, if you don't have something that challenges you, mentally and physically pretty much every day, all of a sudden the lights in certain rooms in your house are going to be turned off.
Mm-hmm.
And and that's what I learned from COVID was that, no, if this is a taste of retirement, I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Because some people, fortunate enough, they retire to something they really love to do, and that's good. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing what I love to do. And so it's a little bit different challenge for me all of a sudden if I say I'm retiring.
Yeah.
There's only one thing that would probably that I would retire over, and that's just my health.
All right.
At the St. Lawrence River back in the COVID year, I broke my back on the river the first day of that tournament. And it's even at the Harris chain the third day, it really was acting up on me just to work. And today it did too. And in practice, that's why I had to come off the lake early.
Yeah.
I can make 10 casts and I got to lay down and do exercises and make 10 more.
Well,
that I'm not doing the sport justice when that's happening. So, but I'm still working on fixing that problem.
Yeah. Well, Rick Klun, a true legend of the sport and so much. Check out his videos, guys. This guy has so much to offer and so much to teach to the rest of us. And you never stop learning. He never stops learning. So why should we stop learning? I'm in my early 60s. Guys are in their 20s out there. You listen to Rick Klun and you learn something about bass fishing. Rick, congratulations on 500 tournaments. And, why not just, go out and win another one? You know, that'd be kind of cool. Right. But I have no problem with that.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Rick. We appreciate you so much, man.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
All right, thank you. That's Rick Klun. That's just such a thrill every time to talk to that guy. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back one more right after this. It's Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants-funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Joined now by an icon. And by an icon, I mean Mike Iaconelli. And, of course, you guys know Mike, the longtime Toyota angler. And let me just say this about that. We've been talking about the fact that Rick Klun will fish his 500th tournament, or is fishing his 500th tournament right now on the St. Johns River. Mike Iaconelli has fished 278 tournaments with bass, which is a lot of tournaments with bass. So all Ike has to do is fish for 20 more years and make the classic every one of those 20 years, and he can also fish in 500 tournaments. That's how crazy this is that Rick Klun has fished in 500 tournaments with bass, and Ike joins us now on a VFC hook. Ike, welcome in. How are you, man?
Good. How you doing, man? What a stat you just read off. That's incredible. It's amazing. It's mind blowing.
You're 223 tournaments away from also fishing 500. So if you fish all of it, well, I say 20 years. You know, you could fish every single Open and every single Elite Series event and all of the classics for the next like 10 or 15 years, and then you could fish 500. Do you think there's any chance of you doing that? I'm not sure that's going
to
happen.
That's a lot of tournaments. And listen, I've aspired to do a lot of things in my career. I've set a lot of goals. And fishing 500 bass tournaments is not one of them. So I won't be heartbroken if I don't catch Klun on that one.
Well, you may have fished 500 tournaments when you add them all up, but in terms of elite tournaments, I don't know about that. You know, the funny thing too about Klun is whatever he is, 75, 76 years old now, but you uttered the R word back at Conroe and got everybody nervous. You started talking like you were going to retire when you were 48 or 49 years old. And we're like, no. And you came back with a vengeance, of course, in terms of your enthusiasm to fish. But can you imagine being in your mid-70s and still rolling it out there the way that guy does?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's amazing. He's when I look back on the sport and I look back at my heroes, I've got a lot. I've got a lot from the 70s and 80s, 90s. That was my era coming up, right? Mm-hmm. I got a lot of heroes, but he is like my number one guy. Always have been, have the utmost respect for him. But what he's doing, you know, still competing at the highest level at his age is incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Hats off to him. Hats off to him. But here's the thing I want to mention. You know, when you mention retirement, you know, Rick views retirement as a dirty word, as a bad word. It's evil. Retirement's evil. Retirement means you're giving up, okay? And for Rick, I think it's true. You know, it's like, I think in his world, you know, if he retired, if he stopped doing what he loves, if he stopped just fishing, what would he have, right? And I get it. Retirement is a really nice, refreshing word that means time for a change. It's time to move to a new conquest. It's time to move to a new business, you know? So retirement to me is a rebirth. It's not a death.
So yours would be like the KVD retirement, you know, retire from tournament fishing, but still do, you know, do your shows and do all that other stuff that you love to do and the traveling and so on. So it's not like, it's not like a professional fisherman retires and then goes and becomes an accountant. You know what I mean? It's like, you still get to do the things you love.
You still do what you love. And, you know, especially a guy like Kevin's a great example. He has enough stuff built up and, you know, he'll never stop, you know, but he just stop that professional, high-level professional competitive side, right? Mm-hmm. And he just refocused and moved on to other stuff. And I think that's a good thing for guys to do.
I'm going to say this because I feel like we've talked enough times now that you won't be offended by it, but it's still one of the funniest things I ever heard on the water. This was back in the day when you and Kevin were going at it. And when he said it's a community, when he said it's a community hole and you're not part of the community, that was one of the funniest lines ever on the water.
That's a famous a clip that ESPN at the time rode to the moon and back. But Kevin's a really good dude. Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing. Watch any other sport, right? You know, fishing's no different, right? And we're very competitive and, you know, in the heat of the moment, heat of competition, stuff happens, and that happened. But I will tell you a funny Kevin story. You know, so Kevin retired last year, was his last season, and I got a call from him about 3 months ago. It was about a Hall of Fame topic. So got a call from Kevin telling me about that. And while he's on the phone, I'm like, how's retirement, man? And you know, I'm expecting this great answer, like it's relaxing and it's just, you know, sleeping in. And he basically said, man, I'm working harder now than I ever did when I was a professional fisherman. So he's not working any less hard than he's ever done.
I thought you were going to say, he said, welcome to the Hall of Fame community. You're now part of the community. And I figured that would be the cool thing for him to say at your induction when that went down. That's for sure. Mike Iaconelli with us here. And look, good tournament for you at the Harris Chain, 14th. I mean, you needed that to kind of kick your season in gear. So 14th at, and when the folks are listening to this, I'm pulling for you. I'm saying you're fishing right now on Saturday as they're listening to this show. By the way, Rick Klund, a top 20. I mean, you got to be kidding me. He finishes 20th there. But what are your thoughts when you look at, I mean, John Garrett won that tournament. And I fished with John in an open. Great, great kid. But, you know, he's like a grizzled veteran at 26 years old or 25 years old. You look at these guys that were fishing on Sunday, Tompkins, or on Championship Monday, Tompkins, Trey McKinney. My God, we got spinnerbaits that are older than Trey McKinney. That's ridiculous. you know, Tyler Williams was still fishing. I mean, you know, these young guys, it's just unreal. How much did any of them remind you of you when you were younger? And just talk to the knowledge that these guys have, especially with the electronics.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think there's, you know, elements to these young guys that you've seen in prior generations, whether it was, you know, my rookie class. And when you look back at my rookie class, we had guys like Edwin Evers and Timmy Horton and Aaron Martins. And it was incredible rookie class, just like we have now. And so I think the work ethic, the dedication, you know, the drive, the passion, that's the same. You can go back to the beginning of it all, and you'll see that in these young anglers. So that's the same. What's different is, you know, the way that these guys have been trained and are training from a very young age. So, you know, just look at it. It's a different world. Of course, you've got high school programs. You've got college programs with fishing. And you've got this super information highway that we have now where – you know, when I was coming up and I was, you know, in my teens, there were no clubs, there were no high school, there were no college. There was Bassmaster magazine. That's what we had. We had In Fisherman, and you could go rent a VHS tape. You could go watch Bassmaster on TNN. It was a lot slower, more Stone Age process. Now, these kids from a very early age, and I'm speaking from experience because I have a 13-year-old named Vegas.
Yeah.
And he's doing it every day. He's coming home. He's hopping on his phone. He's researching, he's gone on Bass University, he's doing all this stuff, and then he's gone out and putting it to practice, right? So the training ground, the methods that these kids are coming up are a lot more focused and a lot more set, and they should be, like other sports, right? That I'm so glad that's happening.
Yeah.
And then the last piece, and I'd get myself in trouble probably if I didn't mention it, is this electronics craze, right? And you know, it's a touchy subject, man. It's one of the most polarizing subjects I've ever had in my career in fishing. And you know, people tend to be far left or far right, right? It's the best thing since the plastic worm. They draw a line in the sand. It's the devil.
Yeah,
it's the worst thing that's ever happened in fishing. They draw a line in the sand. You know, I'm somewhere in the middle, and I'm not anti-change whatsoever. I'm not anti-change. I'm not anti-technology. I've seen technology changes in my career, but you know, this is a different thing. This is a different animal. It's not 2D. It's not side imaging. This is like a flashlight underwater. This is what we all dreamed about when we, you know, I remember being a kid and a couple of guys in the neighborhood said, man, imagine what superpower would you have? Man, I wish I could see underwater. I wish I could see where the fish, well, now they have it, right? So it's really changed everything. I've made this analogy before. People hate me for it. I'm going to say it again. And listen, before I say this, these dudes are the real deal, right? All these young kids, you take that technology away, they're just as good. I promise you. Okay. So I'm not discrediting these guys at all, but forward facing sonar to me is like the steroid era in baseball, right?
Yeah.
It really is. It's a different it's a different world right now. While this technology is allowed, it's a different world. And if you're not using steroids, if you're not using forward-facing sonar, you're getting beat. I mean, it's the reality. Look at the standings in every circuit, but look at the standings in Bassmasters.
Yeah.
You pretty much have two tournaments going on in every tournament, right? You have the guys using forward-facing sonar and the guys that aren't. And you have a winner of each one. And forward-facing sonar is winning the world right now. It's the steroid era of fishing, you know?
Well, I got to be honest. I'm a Tennessee River rat myself. And, in fact, as people that listen to this, I'm fishing a tournament at Gunnersville, a big 200-boat charity event out there. And, look, a few years ago, I mean, with a few now, you know, 10 or 12 years ago, but if we didn't have the down sonar, if we didn't have side imaging, we wouldn't have known about those ledges, all those fish setting up on those shell beds out on those ledges. And they used to last out there for 6 weeks, and then it was a month, and now it's like 2 weeks, and they scatter because they bing, bing, you know, they're seeing everybody's fishing the ledges and stuff. But it was the same kind of thing then, and I go back and forth, too. I want to poo-poo it on the one hand. Then I remember my dad fishing with me in the 80s and seeing me with a flasher on the front of the boat and telling me I was cheating because I could see red for the hard bottom and green for the soft bottom, and you're cheating with that thing, you know. So, I mean, this is technology, man. This is where we're at.
It's technology. The difference is it's real time, you know.
Real time is the difference.
And you're taking the intuition, you're taking the feel out of fishing, right? You know, I've watched these guys this year, and they're literally a lot of times not making a cast until they see a fish, right? So it's not a flasher, and it's not 2D, and it's not side imaging. It's something very unique on its own. It's the AI of fishing. And again, I'm in the middle. I don't want to totally FUBU it either, because I see great things with this technology. I see kids getting involved because they like doing it. My son likes doing it. How could I poo-poo something that my son enjoys?
I wonder what it's going to look like in 5 years. That's what I'm worried about. I mean, is it going to get so crazy that it's way too easy?
I can't tell you this for a fact, but just since the Classic, I've kind of got a feeling that you're going to see the anglers get together and make some changes. And again, I'm not inferring at all that you're going to see forward-facing sonar gone, but I think you'll see something happen here in the next, you know, 6 to 12 months.
I agree.
That will halt this a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Mike Iaconelli's been our guest. By the way, check out the new monster jig at Missile Baits that Mike was involved in designing. Speaking of the Tennessee River, I mean, that's a jig at an ounce and a half. You want to throw that on a ledge that's in 20, 22 feet of water. You'll fill the bottom for sure with that thing.
It's a big jig. It's a big jig. So, you know, a great little story behind it is John and I have had an amazing friendship over the years and a great business relationship, of course, with Missile Jigs. And we really pushed the envelope on going small, right? When you take the mini flip to the micro jig, to the micro football, we've done a really good job of pushing the envelope to the small side. And, you know, when things are tough and the bait is small, the crawls are small, it's perfect. Now this is kind of just gone the other way. And I think, you know, when people see that jig and when they see the weight and they see the hook, it's got an 11-aught hook in it, for crying out loud. There's a tendency, I think, especially for traditional jig guys to get intimidated and to say, oh my gosh, what's that for? Saltwater? And by the way, great for saltwater, great for musky. But this is a bass jig. And, you know, the best way I can describe it is when you put this monster jig next to a glide bait, when you put it next to a big soft swim bait that, you know, these guys are throwing. Look at the tournament we just had. Saw a lot of fish caught on a glide bait,
right?
You know, 7, 8, 9-inch glide bait. When you put the monster jig next to those baits, it's not that big.
It's
actually a little smaller than some of those baits. You could throw this thing anywhere you want, and that's pretty cool, you know?
Mike Iaconelli's been our guest. Ike, I appreciate you. Remember, top three always come on after an Elite Series event. So hopefully we'll be talking again soon.
Hell yeah. Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Appreciate it. That's Mike Iaconelli. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So, the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
And welcome back. Final segment of Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio. And as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Now is your chance to win Kevin Van Dam's Nitro Z21 XL Pro loaded with Minn Kota and Hummingbird equipment. Just follow Minn Kota and Hummingbird on Instagram and like, comment, and tag on the official sweepstakes posts. Post a photo of yourself with a Minn Kota or Hummingbird logo or product on Instagram with hashtag KVD Victory Lap and tag both brands. Just visit MinnKota.JohnsonOutdoors.com and click on the image for more details. And speaking of Minn Kota, the new Altrex Quest trolling motor combines the most responsive, intuitive steering ever with GPS-powered automatic boat control. The new Quest series of dual 24-36-volt brushless trolling motors were designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, and more advanced GPS functionality than ever, they even have an eco mode to extend battery life. The only thing this motor won't do is quit. Now, taking a look at the way things got started at the Maxim Tires Bassmaster Elite at the St. John's River. Well, on day one, pretty much everybody had a 5-fish limit. They were led off by Caleb Summerall and his 28 pounds, 8 ounces. Now, there were a number of 20-pound bags. The top eight all had 20-pound-plus bags. But at the other end of the spectrum, there were a bunch of 5-fish limits that were actually less than 10 pounds, including our defending champ of the Bassmaster Classic, Justin Hamner, who brought in a 5-pound limit at 5 pounds, 9 ounces. That is almost impossible to do, but he knows that he is the reigning Bassmaster Classic champion, so I'm pretty sure it doesn't bother him too much there at all. Have you gotten your Omnia Pro fishing map yet? You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and current water and weather conditions and see what kind of approach makes the most sense. OmniaPro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. A pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on the $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.